Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN.
Phil Williams. Your audio is broken, so we're going to have to fix that.
Rat again?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Dadgummit. All right, clicking out, clicking out, great. Clicking out. M925 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio fixing the tech. We're solid conservative, just plain right, and sometimes we got tech issues. I have no explanation for that, but all right, we're here. Copper, we good? You like it?
We are good.
Woohoo! Okay, all right. Well, we're back on. All right, this is a time, by the way, Friday afternoons have become a tradition. I always say that Copper keeps the trains running on time. She makes sure that my tech side is good on the in-house, and the guy who works in the outhouse is Birdman. All right, so Copper and Birdman, they keep the trains running all together. The show, I mean, I get to be the voice, the host guy, but the reality is I can't do my job without them. But they also have their own opinions. They know stuff. And so we started doing this thing called Copper and the Birdman. Well, Birdman had an issue this afternoon. He had to cover down on something, and so we excused him, but we are proud to have somebody on with us right now who, in his own right, does amazing things on radio. So, Yaffe, are you there? I'm calling roll right now. You there, Yaff?
I am here.
Brother, thank you so much for standing in today. Appreciate that very much.
Anytime.
So, Copper, did you put the shock collar on him? You told him about the shock collar, right? The fact that if he gets the answers wrong, I get to push a button and he gets shocked really hard.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you told me that for sure.
Yeah. Okay, Yaffe, you got the shock collar on, right, man? You ready to go? You scared? Don't worry. It'll be all right.
I hacked it, actually. So now if I get something wrong, it just gives me a nice massage. So.
Oh, is that like a little TENS unit, just yeah. Massaging mm-hmm. your shoulders. Don't tase me, bro. Okay, we're good. All right, so Yaff, the way we've been doing this is I get a question, and I round them out with a question and just see what they have to say. No harm, no foul, non-attribution. They can have an opinion that might differ than mine. I don't really do the shot collar. That's just for effect. But nonetheless, to see what they think. So here's number one. Wait, Copper,
mm-hmm.
You got a sound effect ready?
Indeed.
All right, intro the segment, Copper, go. All right, the call to arms has been made by the Happy Camel. So, number one question. Elon Musk trying to buy Twitter. Just today, by the way, the Twitter board threw a poison pill down, and they're willing to dilute their own stock and hurt their shareholders to prevent having somebody else come in and control the way they do business. Number one, what are your thoughts? Is Elon trying to buy Twitter a good thing, a bad thing? And what do you think the Twitter employees are actually thinking themselves? Copper, you first.
All right. Well, yes, I think this is a great idea. He should take over Twitter, change the world, as ridiculous as he can be sometimes. I'm sure the shareholders are really mad. And they don't care what the shareholders think. They're just trying to be the good liberal masters of the universe that tell you what to think and what's good again.
Well, by the way, I gave Copper a softball on that one because she actually did her entire Copper's Corner on this topic yesterday, Yaff, just so you know. But you could tell she was ready. So, Yaff, what are your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I agree with Copper. I think it's a good thing. It might be the model for conservatives in the future in some ways we had to create like a parallel economy, have separate options through competition. But maybe the other thing we have to do is start getting in the inside. Conservatives did a pretty good job getting in the inside of government in the past couple of decades to be able to reform some things, even though it's still growing. But conservatives need to get in the inside of a lot of the cultural institutions to sort of fight back, I think.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think the same as y'all do on this one. And I think, you know, it's interesting, too. There's been this other model of we'll just go build our own. But truthfully, Twitter has always been the firstest with the mostest. They had the corner on the market, and even when, yeah. You know, they everybody they slapjacked Parler, Gitter has been trying to get off the ground. Truth Social is doing what it can. But Twitter is still the dominant force. And so the other model seems to be, if you can find a conservative billionaire, go buy it.
Yeah, although we don't know how conservative Elon really is.
There's
on
that.
Some things, but close enough, I guess.
I can't help but that was a great, that's a great follow-up. Is Elon a conservative? I mean, he's obviously a capitalist, but is he a conservative? I don't know. I don't know where he stands on the issues.
I mean, all I care about is that he's an advocate of free speech.
Yeah.
So he's not a conservative on everything, but at least when it comes to Twitter, if he's an advocate for more open speech on the platform, then I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what I said earlier in the midterms. You know, you're looking right now for Republicans to sweep. They may not all be conservatives, but they're better than Democrats. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like that with Elon. We don't know where he stands on everything, but we know that Twitter's jacked up and he's is less jacked up than them. So, okay, there's that. All right, switching gears. Moving to foreign policy. You ready? Russia has literally, as of yesterday, postured in a nuclear fashion, threatening Sweden and Finland. If you go into NATO like they're saying they want to do, that it could create nuclear tensions on the European continent. That's Russia saying that. We don't know what was on this Russian battleship that got sunk, because it may have been armed with Russia with nuclear missiles. Mm-hmm. But here's my question. Is this resonating with the people in Copper? I'm specifically curious, is this resonating with your generation? Is this war even on their radar right now? I'll go Yaffe first on this one.
Yes and no. I mean, I had an interesting conversation with my brother. He's a couple of years older than me, so he's almost 38. And it was kind of on his radar, but, and this was kind of before it all started, but it was sort of a, how does this affect me as an American? You know, he's not super into politics like I am. So
yeah,
they get that it's out there, but I don't think it hits the same way as like a war that we really feel like would affect us.
Copper, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really don't see much care or much impact on my generation, at least the people I know. I mean, at first, when social media started going viral, we thought, oh, well, hey, they're really cool. We'd get behind them from our, you know, seats back home on our couch. But now that all these pictures of atrocities are starting to come out, I had hoped that people would get upset and angry on their behalf, but I'm really not seeing that. Nobody cares, and it's really horrifying to me.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing. I mean, I think there's a an older generation that is more attuned to it,
yeah,
because they tend to be more attuned to that kind of thing in general. Many of whom may be veterans or have veterans in the
right
family. They've kind of walked through that kind of scenario. There's also, I think, of course, the military community in and around our listening area is probably very, very in tune with this, because they may be getting daily briefings for all we know, or they may be part of the defense industry and they're looking at defense contracting. What can we do in the process? But then the other piece of this too, that really is a disconnect, is I do think the younger generation doesn't see it. I don't think this has gotten to the level, and I'm not sure what it would take to spark that. Not that I want them to just, you know, feed on it, but at the same time, I think there has to be an awareness that what is happening right now is what I consider to be one of the biggest stories of the decade, which is war in Europe with a nuclear nation aggressing against a non-nuclear neighbor, and it's impacting the world economy. And it's I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up. Go ahead.
And even that element, the chemical warfare, is just not on our radar. We didn't live through the Cold War. I saw videos trending on YouTube about how to survive a nuclear apocalypse for like 2 days, and then that was it.
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna tell you right now, having been a Cold War soldier, when having to, you know, go through all the training for nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare training, it's very sobering to find out that someone's actually using that stuff right now, because that's some nasty stuff. I mean, like nasty. All right, I tell you what, I've got another question coming up about state politics. And Yaffe, I don't know if you knew this, but we also do a thing called Stupidest Story of the Week, so I hope you got one in your quiver or so. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll do that break. We'll come back. We're doing Copper and the Birdman as Copper and Yaffe for the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, Friday afternoon, 4:15. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Right now, with two friends who have opinions that matter. So right now we're on. Usually we call it Copper and the Birdman. We're doing Copper and Yaffe today. And by the way, Yaffe, Birdman is listening, and he just tweeted, he just texted me and just wanted you to know that he is honored by the fact that his substitute today is you indeed. He's honored by that. So
awesome.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I'm honored to be here.
Good enough on a Friday afternoon, you jumping in and grabbing the mic. We appreciate it. All right, man. So listen, the two of you, Kay Ivey, this past week, she said her biggest regret, and this is a great capture by 1819 News, but Kay Ivey says her biggest regret of this legislative session is not passing the gambling bill. Caught a lot of people off guard. Are you surprised that she would say that? What are your thoughts on it? Does it matter to her campaign? Yaffe, you first.
I don't know a single person who's not surprised. She yeah. didn't even talk about it this session. Did she even say anything before this about it? About gambling?
No. And does it help her to say it now? No.
Now I want to know what else she's been wanting to do but hasn't mentioned to anyone else in the world.
Oh, my gosh. So you think it's going to hurt her campaign? I mean, are the other side going to capitalize on it and make something happen?
Well, they already have a little bit. The problem is, I don't know if anything's going to hurt her campaign other than something very, very major. She just, being a Republican incumbent who's maybe not loved like a DeSantis, but is liked, it's hard to beat.
Well, that's true. She hadn't truly polled consistently over 50, but she's got 40 days to make it get there. We'll see. Copper, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was surprised at first, but then if you stop and think about all of the issues that she seems to care most about or ignore the most, like she doesn't care about cutting taxes, and she raised taxes, but the gas tax. She doesn't care about school choice. It seems like her focus is gaining more money for the state government and in some ways expanding government power, like during COVID, and she doesn't seem to care what a lot of other people think sometimes. So I guess in that way, it's not surprising that she'd want gambling to get done because they're all fighting over the revenue that would come from it.
Wow. That was a cogent analysis right there. That was solid. All right. Well, tell you what, before we run out of time, let's do the one that's often kind of a hoot. Although, Yaffe, just so you know, we had to like put some special restraints upon Copper because this one like almost got us like FCC banned or something. I don't know. But anyway, all right, stupidest. You know,
how do you
it's
just
true.
Say that without, now I have to find out. I'll find out in the break.
Oh, there's a story, bro. You just, if I'd had a shock collar on her that day, I'd have used it. I'm just telling you right now. All right. So stupidest story of the week. What have you seen that you went, oh my gosh, that's the stupidest story I've seen? So Copper, you first. What's the stupidest story of the week in your opinion?
Okay, so this started back in 1984, but apparently April 15th is National Gripers Day.
National Gripers Day?
Yes, a day for everyone to voice their complaints. Now, of course, this is obvious that it came out before the world of social media because every day on social media is National Gripers Day.
Every day on conservative radio is Gripers Day.
Which is
right now,
true.
Too.
But it's also National Glazed Spiral Ham Day and National Hot Cross Bun Day. So I guess everybody's going to, you know, stuff ham and buns into their face while griping? That's very American.
I am extremely hungry now that I just pictured spiral ham and what? Hot cross buns, would you say?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Stupidest story. All right. National Gripers Day. Did not know that. It's a national day for something every time you turn around.
Right.
But all right. Yaffster, what you got? What's your stupidest story of the week?
Well, it comes out of Florida, but not usual Florida story, but someone who's running for governor in Florida, Nikki Freed, randomly posted on social media that rumors of her are not true, that there's a tape of her out there and it's not true. The problem is nobody seems to know where the rumor was. She was responding to a rumor that apparently didn't exist in the first place.
So she created the rumor on her own by doing that, is what she just did.
Yeah, she said there is no tape, and everyone's like, what? What are you talking about? What?
And so, now the search is on for the tape is what I'm imagining right now. There's somebody with like a bounty out there on that tape. That's a self-inflicted wound, man. That ranks right up there with, and I've forgotten who it was. There was a candidate, it's probably before both of y'all lived here in Alabama, just a few years back, a candidate for office here in Alabama that thought it would be funny to film himself on the toilet because he said that all politics in Alabama is crap or something like that. And so he's sitting on the toilet doing a live Facebook live stream. He got out of the race soon thereafter.
Yeah. Who is this campaign staff? Come on.
I mean, no, I'm pretty sure that was one of those like lower level races where he may not have had much of a campaign staff and he was advising himself, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Get yourself a consultant, dude. You apparently need one. But all right, you guys. Wait, good stuff. Yeah, what you got?
Do you have a stupid story for the week?
Well, I have one that actually, you know what? I have one that came out today, and mine's a little more serious tone. The Department of Defense did issue its equity report today. In the middle of a world in which we live, where threats arise every day, there are near-peer adversaries like China, that we have a war going on in Ukraine, that NATO is on its heels trying to figure out what to do, the Department of Defense made sure it was known that the equity report shows that we will begin, you know, a variety of programs to assist communities around bases that are underserved, and that we'll be working with transgenders in the military. Stupidest story I've heard all week long. All right, Copper and the Birdman was Copper and Yaffe. Yaffe, thanks, man. We appreciate you much. Absolutely. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Coming into the last half hour of the week, 4:29 p.m. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.